and devours. Release me. Presented by Happy Hour. Tickets on sale now at showpass.com and at the door.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday, the 10th of January, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from our studios underlooking the agora of the Palatial Student Nest on the Musqueam territory of Oaksen, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, welcome to winter, Vancouver. I know them back east folks like to scoff at us for how we panic whenever there's even the slightest dusting of snow on the ground. But it's wet and slushy and slippery. And you know what? I've been in minus 40 degrees and this feels colder. So there. But anyway, we're going to take a break for the next 2 weeks to make room for some very special programming. So today we're going to load up on all the PSAs and announcements about upcoming events for the next month or so. We'll also let you know about upcoming auditions and other theater stuff on the call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, let's just kick right in with some music here for you. This is a tune. Who is this by anyway? This is Robin Lane. There you go. That's Memories of Molly from Robin Lane and the Rhythm Makers, who played at the Fringe Festival last year at the Fringe Bar. This weekend, the Cold Reading Series is back for their first event of 2020, Monday night at the VFS Cafe, 390 West Hastings. If you're not familiar with the Cold Reading Series, you just haven't been listening to this program. The Cold Reading Series is an event that puts together actors, writers, producers, theater folk, film and TV folk, anyone sort of in the performing arts, spoken word variety that puts words on paper and then takes words off of paper and presents them to the audience. Basically, if you are a writer and you've written a script and you want to hear it read out loud by actual real live actors who know what they're doing, you submit it to the Cold Reading Series. And if you're an actor who likes to get up on stage and get handed a script and just read it without any preparation, then you show up and they cast you, they give you one of these scripts, and you go up on stage with a bunch of other actors and you read the script. It's a lot of fun. It's very entertaining. And if all you like to do is sit and watch, there's room for that too. It's a fun evening. It takes place once a month at the VFS Cafe, which is at 390 West Hastings. Doors open at 6:30, and that's when they start casting. And then the actual show starts at 8 o'clock. The cost is only $5, a minimum donation. And you know, you get it's a cafe, so you can eat, you can drink, you can do all that kind of evening entertainment stuff, and watch some live performance on stage as well. This week's scripts are More Than Meets the Eye by Eduardo Basile, which is a scene from a feature film. We've got an episode of a Canadian TV series called Canadian Rape by Chris Kelly, and George's Last Stand, which is part of an animated series by Anne Forsythe. So those are all happening Monday night at the VFS Cafe. And the following Monday, on January 20th, they will be at the Vancouver Public Library for Best New Scripts Cast on the Spot with writer-in-residence Ken Hagen. Scripts, is it Hagen or Hegan? I don't know. Scripts are chosen from the creative writing program here at UBC. As always, actors will be cast on the spot. And then afterwards, they move the party to the Library Square Public House for drinks and meeting with the writers and stuff like that. So that's all happening at the Montalbano Theater, which is on the 8th floor of the central branch of the Vancouver Public Library at Georgia and Hamilton. Casting starts at 5:30 and the show runs from 7 till 8. And then afterwards, as I said, they go head over to the pub for some barley sandwiches. If you want to find out more about that, you can go to vpl.ca and look up the Best New Scripts Cast on the Spot event. And as I said, that's happening next week on January 20th. There's some other stuff that we will talk about momentarily, but let's hear some more music. This is one of our dear, dear friends, Mark D'Souza.
You got to tell the truth. We'll be right back.
Yeah, never, never hear. You will never hear the truth spoken on this program. Not now, not ever. That is a promise. That's the truth. Our good friend of the show is Quilemia Sparrow, who's a local artist, actor, writer, performer of in many various different disciplines. And you've probably seen her at Barn on the Beach or at the Arts Club or various other productions and venues around town. She's put together a new show called Skyborn, a Land Reclamation Odyssey. This is going to be part of the Push Festival, and you can see it at the end of the month at the Historic Theater at the at the Kulch, formerly known as the Vancouver East Cultural Center. Here's the blurb. A black hole, hungry ghosts, a grandmother wolf. Quilemia Sparrow's Skyborn is an epic odyssey grounded in indigenous ancestral language and knowledge. I'm starting to talk like Trump here. Guided through the universe on a river made of stars, Sparrow makes a journey by canoe to recover her lost soul from the land of the dead. This adventure is deeply rooted in the cosmology and teachings of her Musqueam heritage. It invites the audience to bear witness to a reclamation of culture, land, and self. Skyborn is imaginatively constructed and fiercely poignant. It introduces never-before-seen Musqueam and Stolo visual storytelling and animation, as well as inter-Indigenous sound and puppetry. But at its heart is the simple, irreducible force of human presence. Sparrow is a natural performer, endowed with grace and magnetism. This work is her gesture of liberation. It's Skyborn, and it's happening 2 weeks, Friday the 24th of January at 7:30 at the Historic Theater. It's part of the Push Festival, so you can find out more by contacting thekulch.com, or you can go to the Push Festival website as well to find out more information. And make sure you go out and see Skyborn. Also, our dear friends at Naked Goddess have got a production coming up, and hopefully we are going to be able to get the actor involved on this. It's a one-person show called Spine. And, of course, the press release doesn't want to come up, and when I click on it, so I'm going to close it and try it again. It's a pan-generational heartbreaking call to arms for our modern age that charts the explosive friendship between a ferocious, wisecracking teenager and an elderly East End widow. Mischievous activist pensioner Glenda is hell-bent on leaving a political legacy and saving Amy from the Tory scrap heap, because there's nothing more terrifying than a teenager with something to say. It's called Spine. It opens at the Havana Theater on January 30th. It features Kate Bessworth, who you probably saw also at Bard, another Bard actor branching out. Anyway, it's written by Clara Brennan and directed by Wendy Bollard, and it's happening at the Kulch starting on January... No, did I say the Kulch? At the Havana, starting on January 30th. And as I said, we are working on getting Kate here to talk about it in a couple of weeks. So be on the lookout for that. And let's see, another Kulch event here. There's all the Push Festival things are happening. So we want to kind of get the word out on that. Because as I said, we're going to be gone. Hopefully we can do something next week, but we're still negotiating with management on that. But we'll definitely be out for the week after that. Next week, CITR presents 24 Hours of Radio Art. And the week after that, CITR presents 24 Hours of Student Power. And we'll talk more about that as well. But if you want more details, you can go to our website, citr.ca, to find out the details. The point is that we're cramming as much information in local theater as we can in this hour, because we might not be able to get back to you for another couple of weeks. So this one is called Kismet. It's by a local theater company, The Chop, and the full title is Kismet, Things Have Changed, and it's going to be at the Historic Theater February 4th to 8th. It's part of the Kulch's Femme series, a series of shows and events intended to highlight female-identifying voices and experiences. This event uses an inclusive definition of femme and includes all self-identifying female, trans, and non-binary folks. The story about it is 10 years ago, four artists in their late 20s and early 30s traveled across the country to interview 100 people from ages 1 to 100 about what they believed in. What resulted was a widely acclaimed national treasure, Kismet, 1 to 100. Now, a decade later and in a new place in life, with parental death, marriage, children, things that happen over a decade, the same team has set out to find the survivors of that first 100 and interview them again. Ever since the six, I made it sound like there was, the first event was something to endure that they had to survive. I just mean the surviving members of the group, the people that are still around after 10 years. So they've been re-interviewed and they've produced a new program called Things Have Changed. Kismet, Things Have Changed. So that's going to be happening at the Cult Historic, 4th to the 8th of February. And there'll be some special things going on with that, including an artist talk back and that kind of stuff. So if you want to find out more, you can go to thecults.com or you can, and also the Push Festival. So Push Festival, cults.com are the places to look for Kismet, Things Have Changed. Okay, let's hear some more music. This is the Deep Cove.
Yeah. something in engineering that probably everyone who builds anything can share. If you really build something and it works the way you envision it. It's the feeling of satisfaction which is so amazing.
No. It's the one and only D-O-double-G.
On Friday, January 17th, CITR 101.9 FM presents our annual 24 Hours of Radio Art programming, featuring innovative approaches to music and sound. It's a full day of spoken word, drone, field recordings, sound collage, plunderphonics, robocalls, voicemail fails, sound art, and noise. CITR's 24 Hours of Radio Art, January 17th. Listen live or online at citr.ca.
The moment you receive this message, I need you to get back to me on my department division number, that is 437-537-5953. I repeat, 437-537-5953. Now, if I don't hear a call from you, we will have to issue an arrest warrant under your name and get you arrested. So get back to me as soon as possible. Thank you.
Let's get ready to rumble!
It's Shindig 2020, CITR's annual Battle of the Bands extravaganza. 16 bands enter, one will be left standing.
It's happening every Tuesday in January at Redgate.
For our second week, Tuesday, January 14th, we've got The Get Highs, Holtzkopf, Death Talks, and Akita.
Doors are at 7:30, bands at 8. $5 at the door, though no one will be turned away for lack of funds.
Finalists will be announced on Wednesday, January 29th.
Come out on Tuesday to hear some of the Lower Mainland's best bands throw down for the top spot.
Join us Friday, January 10th at the Astoria for Blonde Diamond's 4 a.m. Eternal single and music video release show. Also featuring Phono Pony and Devours. Presented by Happy Hour. Tickets on sale now at showpass.com and at the door.
I need a creative outlet. How on earth can I channel everything that's inside of me?
You know you can do that at CITR and Discorder, right?
Pardon me?
Yeah, you can illustrate for Discorder magazine or take photographs of events and artists, and they can teach you how to use Photoshop in their media lab.
That is so exhilarating. It fills my soul with lightning.
Yeah, just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get started or just come into the station whenever.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
Tune in to Too Dreamy, Fridays from 1 to 2 p.m. on CITR, featuring music from local female and non-binary musicians and some sweet bedroom pop tunes.
Throughout the history of music, the most happiest chords have been in constant church by composers and musicians. Music reflects the emotions of human beings, and the pursuit for well-being is seen also in the arts of music. With today's modern technology, it's easy to separate different frequencies, which causes the feelings of happiness or the feelings of sorrow.
Fridays from 2 to 3:30 p.m., it's the Beppe Crespin Presents Radio Show.
It's CITR's 24 hours of radio art in a snack-sized format.
Difficult music, harsh electronics, dark ambient, drone, spoken word, cut-up collage, and general Crespin weirdness.
Beppe Crespin Presents, Fridays at 2 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9.
Streaming at player.citr.ca.
So for all you opera buffs, Opera Pro Cantante, which is Vancouver's community theater opera company, is up and running again. This is the... No, that's not what it meant. But anyway, I was going to say something, and then I realized that's not what I was going to say, so I'm not going to say it. Anyway, they perform at the Cabrian Hall, which is at 17th and Main, 215 East 17th Avenue. And they have a regular rotation of their favorite operas that they perform on stage with real live singers and everything. Music is pre-recorded because, you know, it's community theater. You can only afford to do so much. But the singers are great. It's a great way to enjoy opera on a budget. And this weekend they're doing Macbeth by Giuseppe Verdi, which is, of course, the operatic version of the great Shakespeare play. And that is going to be happening Sunday night, 7 o'clock at the Cambrian Hall, 17th and Main. It's $18 to get in, $12 for seniors and students. And this is the 40th production that of Macbeth that Opera Pro Cantati has done. They like to do it. Let's see here. There's also a call out for anyone that wants to join them. If you like to sing or you think you might like to sing, you can come and join us. Check out their webpage, which is www.procantanti, which is spelt procantanti.com. And you can find out more about who they are, how you can join, and or you can just go to the show on Sunday night and hang around, talk to the folks involved afterwards. But yeah, go and check it out. It's Macbeth by Opera Pro Cantante, and that's happening Sunday night, 7 o'clock at the Cambrian Hall on, as I said, 17th and Main. Let's see. I said that. There's a sketch comedy thing coming in from Winnipeg, which is also going to include some local folks as well. This is a Winnipeg sketch comedy group called Hunks. And they are veterans of Just for Laughs as well, so we've seen them here before. Anyway, they're going to be performing at the Havana on January 23rd. The show is part of a Western mini tour, culminating in two appearances at the prestigious San Francisco Sketch Fest. And joining Hunks on stage will be Vancouver's own Graham Clark and the Vancouver improv and sketch comedy team Hip Bang, which has also appeared at Just for Laughs. So that's all happening at the Havana, and that's going to be on the... when did I say that was going to be? I said it was going to be coming up. January 23rd, that's right. So soon, about a couple of weeks away. Havana, of course, is 1212 Commercial Drive, and you can go to their website to find out more about that. There's also a play coming up at Pacific Theatre at 12th and Hemlock, a place that we love to promote because they do some great stuff. This is called Grandma by Mackie Yee, and that is going to be happening next weekend, opening night Friday the 17th. It's all about Korean-born Mackie, who is excited to begin her new life in a Regina basement suite. But her elderly landlady seems determined to treat her as nothing more than a servant. We've all been there. It's written and performed by Mackie Yee, and this is a world premiere of her new one-person show, a poetic new tale of human connection in the loneliest of circumstances, a basement suite in Regina. I guess that is kind of lonely. It's going to be happening next week at the Pacific Theater at 12th and Hemlock, and it runs until, they won't tell me, but it's definitely worth checking out on the next weekend at Pacific Theater. Sad news, of course, we talked about this last week with Joan. The United Players has had to cancel their production of The Enemy of the People, which was a really interesting idea. It's a real shame that they're not going to be able to do it. But that's the way it goes. They had to cancel because they have to fix the theater. There's been some structural problems. that have caused the closure of the theater until they get the repairs out of the way. And so they've had to cancel Enemy of the People. So if you want to find out more about that, go to their website, unitedplayers.com. And they're hoping that things will be back in place for their next show, which will be up in mid-February, which is a rental that I don't have the details in front of me of. But yeah, sad news about United Players, but good news that they're getting the place fixed up. And they'll be back up and running in no time. In no time! You wouldn't even notice they're gone. And one last thing before we play some more music. This is a play that that we actually saw workshopped at the Arts Club a couple of years ago. It's now going to be produced in full at the Fire Hall. It's called House and Home, written by Jen Griffin, directed by Donna Spencer, featuring Gillian Fargy, Andrew Wheeler, Sam Bob, Sebastian Archibald, Kim Holm, and Darian Rusi. It's a biting comedic tale on Vancouver's current real estate crisis, where property values are high, rental vacancy rates are low, and owning your own home is unaffordable for the average home buyer. Hillary, a waitress poet turned social worker, and Henry, a butch dancer turned lawyer. No, sorry, I have to get new glasses. It's Buto. That's an O, not a C. A Buto dancer turned lawyer. Didn't know how lucky they were when they managed to escape bad roommates and buy a house before the real estate market skyrocketed. Finding themselves house rich and cash poor, they abandon their values and plunge into the world of short-term rentals. How far can they go to keep their house? I think they actually end up with tenants tenting in their backyard. It's a crazy play. Anyway, it's happening at the Fire Hall. It opens this weekend. No, opening night is Wednesday. Sorry, Wednesday, January 15th at the Fire Hall, which is in sunny Gastown at Cordova and Gore. And there will be all kinds of stuff going on. There's going to be the official opening night is Wednesday night, and there's going to be a reception afterwards. And then the show will run for a couple of weeks. So, yeah, check it out. It's a brand new, locally written play, locally produced. Goes until the 25th, House and Home at the Fire Hall. All right, let's play some more music. This is Arbutus. This is the pair of sisters, the Reed sisters, who were here a couple of weeks ago and singing and picking and grinning for us here. The song called The Game.
Do you hear the people talking about the things we have missed? And the things that have yet to come as we sail into the abyss. It's a smile full of tears and laughter filled with doubt. It's a puzzling thing and it's something I could do without. But don't let go. Have you know that when I'm older, I'll be stronger, but for now I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. But I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away. Holding on to loose threads, 'cause there are no second chances. Waiting for someone to give us a sign, assuring us we're right in our romantics. But don't let go. By the light, and scared of the dark. This is the last time I'll see everything that lies ahead of me before I start. But don't let go, I'll have you know, I'll have you know, I'll have you know that when I'm older, I'll be stronger, but for now I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. Yes, when I'm older, I'll be stronger, but for now I will play the game. And when the sun sets, all of my regrets will do the same. But I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away. Yes, I'll keep waiting and I'll keep wasting away.
And of course, when the Reed sisters joined us last time, they also introduced us to Aisha Mack. This is her.
Incredible.
Sometimes you just want to say thank you to an artist who brings such great material to us, Aisha Mack. Time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It is our belief that auditions announced here should be open to artists of all cultural, sexual, gender, ability, and other identities. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. We'll start off with a workshop. Axis Theatre is hosting a workshop called Mask with Susan Bertoya. Join us for this rare opportunity to explore Mask as a style, as a form, and as a tool to devise theater. Participants will play in a variety of mask forms, from larval to expressive. Focus will be on technique and physicality, leading towards playing and devising a mask. This is an advanced workshop to build mask skills, so previous experience in mask and performance is required. But if you're interested, you can go to the Axis Theatre website, axistheatre.com, and look for the professional workshops button to find out more about mask. The workshop starts in February. Deadline for registration is Wednesday, January 15th. It costs $100, but if you're a member of Equity, you get a discount. It's only $80 for that. Moving Mirror Productions is in the process of casting Miscast, a Broadway cabaret. That's going to be happening at the Evergreen Cultural Center in February. They're looking for volunteers to donate an evening to their after-school program. This year's theme is Miscast. Performers will be asked to prepare one to two selections of their own choice, thinking of numbers for characters that you would not normally be cast in. It could be the wrong age, wrong gender, wrong ethnicity, but you have always wanted to perform a number for that character. Now is your chance. It's like if I went up and did, you know, Tomorrow from Annie or something like that, you know, miscast. But now's your chance, all while helping support the Moving Mirror Productions Society. If you want to find out more, you can contact Ryan, the artistic director of Moving Mirror Productions, at movingmirrorproductions@gmail.com. Wonder Dog Theater is producing a podcast called Iris by C.R. Packer. A couple of friends of the show, Shelby Bushell and Jada Novak, are behind it. They are doing one live performance between May 20th and 31st, but the rest of it is all going to be recorded for podcast stuff. They're holding auditions from now until Wednesday, so they're looking for tapes. So there's a diverse cast of characters for the podcast. So even if you don't fit the four main characters, they want you to submit something so they can cast, because they're looking for folks of all different ages and colors and trans and non-binaries and all the usual diversity stuff. Get in there. Mix it up. It's a project of 12 episodes, and the final episode will be performed live in front of an audience. So send a self-tape of a contemporary monologue, 2 to 3 minutes, 2 to 4 minutes as well, 2 to 4 minutes long, as well as an audio recording of a side that they will send you. So you send in your self-tape, and then they will, if they like you, they'll send you a side of something that they've written that they want to hear you do. So all of this stuff is through Wonder Dog Theater. You can send an email to them, wonderdogtheater@gmail.com, with Iris auditions on the subject line to find out more. We talked about the Jericho Arts Center undergoing repairs. They are also in the process of hiring a treasurer. The treasurer is someone who keeps the books for the nonprofit society that manages the Jericho Arts Center. So you got to do financial transactions and reports and all the usual bookkeeping stuff. You know, you got to make reports for annual general meetings and monthly board meetings and, you know, that kind of stuff. If you like fiddling with numbers, this is a great job for you. Experience in keeping books for a small not-for-profit is essential, but also having some knowledge of just the not-for-profit sector would also be helpful. But the main thing is you need to know how to use QuickBooks, because that's kind of what they use. If you're interested, you should contact Brian Parkinson, who is the president of the Friends of Jericho Arts Center Society, at parkinson@ulith.ca, and the deadline for this is next Saturday, the 18th of January. You got a week left to get onto that board. Still collecting audition submissions for Virtual Rogues. This is the Caravan Stage Company's Tall Ship Theater that's going to be cruising the Strait of Georgia throughout the summer and doing a show called Virtual Rogues. It's a traveling show, and so you've got to be willing to work and live and sail on the ship, and work and live in kind of intensive, compact conditions. But it's an amazing theatrical experience. If you want to get some really memorable theater experience working with Caravan, you can't go wrong with them. So contact them. Look for Caravan Stage or Caravan Stage Company on the web, or you can send them an email at caravanstage@yahoo.com. White Rock Players are doing The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, and that's going to be up in April. They are holding auditions now until the 13th, which is Monday, at the White Rock Players Club on Johnson Street in White Rock. They are looking for folks who have or can do a British accent, and if you struggle with it, they do have coaching available. They've got four main characters, but there's also a supporting cast that will double and triple in various roles. So the ability to switch characters and voices and stuff will be to your benefit. So you can find out more about that at whiterockplayers.ca. Look for The Curious Incident. We've got Stone's Throw Productions in conjunction with Far From the Tree doing Mary's Wedding. This was going to be at Pacific Theater in June. The auditions are happening this weekend, the 11th and 13th at Pacific Theater. This is a World War I romance and a two-person dream play is how it's described. Contact Nicola at pacifictheater.org to get your name in on that one. Surrey Little Theatre doing Perfect Arrangement by Topher Payne, April till May 30th, and the auditions are the 12th and 13th at Surrey Little Theatre, looking for four women and three men, and this is also going to be part of the Fraser Valley Zone Festival for Theatre BC. Vital Spark Theatre is doing Cauldron, which is a kind of a role reversal, not really a gender swapping, but it's the story of Macbeth, but from the point of view of the female characters. And they've cast the male characters, now they're casting the female characters. And right now they're looking for some feisty females. Bessie, 25 to 35, serious, earnest, caring, and brave. And Fleance, 12 to 18, to play a 12-year-old who is innocent, smart, and feisty. Book an audition time by contacting Joan at j.bryans, B-R-Y-A-N-S, at telus.net. Theatrics Youth Theatre is doing As You Wish. That's going to be happening at the end of May. This is a musical version of the play, the movie, The Princess Bride, and they're specifically looking for an adult actor, male or female, to play the role of Fezzik the Giant, you know, the character played by Andre the Giant in the movie. So this is a kids production, so, you know, you kind of need to be willing to work with kids, which is quite fine, just not everybody's cup of tea. So this is going to be performed at elementary schools throughout the Tri-Cities areas in Coquitlam, Port Moody, that area. So to find out more, you can contact the director, Lauren, at register@theatricsyouththeatre.com, and their website is Theatrix Youth Theatre, and it's theatrixyouththeatre.com. SMP Dramatic Society doing Circle Mirror Transformation by Ann Baker. That's going to be at Hendry Hall in North Van in April, and also part of the North Shore Zone Festival. The auditions are happening next weekend, the 19th and 20th, at the Silver Harbor Senior Center. They are looking for three females, two male actors, and if you're going for the roles of Schultz and Teresa, you must be comfortable smooching on stage. There will be an on-stage kiss, and the character of Teresa has to have some skills at doing the hula hoop. Get out your hoops, kids. And you also got to be comfortable with lying down on the floor. It's about some kind of weird community center actors workshop thing, and so you got to be, you know, comfortable lying on the floor and stuff. So that's happening. Auditions are happening the 19th and 20th in North Vancouver. And let's see, what do we got time for? One more. Brave New Playwrights, UBC's annual Festival of New Plays, written by UBC creative writing students. The production's happening in March on Granville Island. The auditions are coming up on the 19th and 20th, and they're looking for 30 actors, male and female, to do the full production, and 10 actors, male and female, to do the stage readings. Contact E. CRWR at bravenew@ubc.ca to find out more about that. Or you can go to the creative writing department at ubc.ca to get all the details on Brave New Playwrights. Whoa. Way too loud. There we go. That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Please like us on Facebook. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at CITR Dave Radio. If you missed any or all of today's show, or you want to relive glorious moments from the past, check out our podcast archive at CITR.ca. And you can also find us on player.fm. And also remember to subscribe and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts. So stick around, because Audrey's coming in with Too Dreamy, followed at 2 o'clock by Bepi Crespin. And then at 3:30, it's our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame. I never get tired of saying that. Nardwar, the human serviette, our own napkin boy. Now, next week, we're going to be stepping aside for CATR's annual 24 Hours of Radio Art. And then the following week, it'll be 24 Hours of Student Power. We'll be back in 3 weeks on the 31st of January. Until then, thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Tune into Post Rock Friday from 10 to 11 with your host John P for the best in post rock, drone, ambient, experimental, and noise.
I call it transcendence.
Psytrance, hard trance, epic trance, acid trance, deep trance, hard dance, breakbeat. Every Sunday at 10 p.m. to midnight. Hosted by DJ Smiley Mike and DJ Caddyshack.
Transcendence.